High News Time, 8:45. Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. It's that time of the week, one of our favorite times of the week, when we have our web wizard Dave Naves with Dave Works in studio. It's the web in plain English, and today it's Pinterest and how to make money. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. End of the week.
Yeah. It's always good news on Friday when we have this segment because it's the end of the work weekend. It's always really good information that you can use and understand. So Pinterest, how do we make some money with Pinterest? This Pinterest confuses the crap out of me.
Pinterest, yeah. You know, there's probably best to just explain to those who don't know what Pinterest is. As they describe themselves, they are a free personalized media platform. What does that mean? People share pictures. That's what it means.
Oh, okay.
Billions and billions of pictures at this point of images, imagery that interests people, right? You pin these pins. The pictures are actually called pins. Think of it like having a bulletin board.
Okay.
You take your pin and you pin it to your board. You can have unlimited number of pins, unlimited number of boards. And it's actually very cool. You know, in the beginning, I actually didn't taste my own medicine, and I thought, oh, here we go, another social network, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then it took one of my clients to look me, kind of smack me in the face a little bit and say, Dave, people think visually. Mm. And I thought, oh, you're so right.
It's true.
I get it. And so I immediately, you know, years ago, I joined, and I saw how cool it was. And the fact is, it's brilliant. The business model they have is brilliant because people love looking at pictures. People love looking at pictures and sharing pictures. I mean, you think about reading even the comic strip. You know, you like to look at the imagery and maybe a couple of captions below. Mm-hmm. Reading, you know, the comic strip. That's a lot of people just don't like reading, but they like looking at the pictures. So
Sure. That's
what Pinterest is about. And one of the things that I teach in my business is I'm always trying to make businesses money.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that people might not even understand is that you can make a heck of a lot of money using Pinterest.
Pinterest. Huh.
Because you can, and there's both passive and active ways to do this. Now, I looked at one of the most brilliant moves I've seen was a company like Nordstrom. Okay. They make tons of money through Pinterest.
Really?
I can guarantee you if you go to their main account, right? Pinterest.com/Nordstrom or Nordstrom's, whatever it's called. Sorry. I don't remember. You will see that they have probably every product they offer as a picture on Pinterest.
Huh.
You click once, it gives you a detailed view. You click again, it takes you right to the Buy It Now page.
Mm.
Okay, that's active. That's an active form of sales. They use the massive traffic that goes on at Pinterest.
High click-through rates, huh?
Oh, my God. I mean, and you think about it, it would make sense. They are farming their traffic out to Pinterest for free. Well, they pay their employees, and I'm sure they don't mind spending tons of money on paying their employees to make it happen. People who know exactly what fashion is all about. I'm talking, you know, purses, shoes, anything that Nordstrom sells is
mm-hmm.
on there.
Hmm.
And people click. When you like it, you click it, you buy it. They make big bucks. Okay,
huh.
So that's an example of like an active sale. And Pinterest is bound by nothing. People all over the world with all sorts of interests pin their pictures to their boards. So whether you are in music, you're in real estate, you're in construction, you're in clothing or health or software, it's all out there. And many people just pin and it's fun and you look and you share pictures. Whether it's gardens, I mean, I've picked up some awesome landscaping pictures out there of ideas of how
really?
I want to landscape. Yeah, just amazing. But what I also started doing, including, I know we've talked about it before, my chicken coop.
Yeah.
I post a great deal, a great number of pictures of my chicken coop and products I use with my chicken coop. For example, I sell a ton of these things called founts, these little automated spring-loaded chicken waterers, automatic, you know, water for your chicken, fresh water.
Huh.
It's spring-loaded, so when water pours in automatically through the pipe, it fills up and becomes heavy. The spring closes and the valve awesome. Shuts off, right? The chickens drink it, it gets light, and it starts refilling itself again.
Huh.
But because, and I'm going to go through the process of exactly how I sell these, I don't stock anything, right? I sell them through Amazon. I created a blog post about exactly how I built my coop and included, you know, I've got like a few different watering systems, but this was one of them. And then I took my blog post and I took that picture of that fount and I posted it on Pinterest. Pinterest sends me so much traffic.
Really?
From that one pin. Comes straight to my page where I explained everything about my chicken coop, and including the fount. And I sell them every month. It amazes me.
Wow.
To all over the world. It doesn't, you'd be amazed on this one little product how much you can actually sell.
Huh.
So whatever you're an expert in, I'm telling you right now, you can make a ton of money through Pinterest. Here's the difference, though, exactly as I said it.
Uh-huh.
You have to have a blog. You have to, and it doesn't cost money. You can have it for free. Go to WordPress.com. You can have a blog up in about 5 to 10 minutes. But you have to be passionate about whatever it is. I mean, you know how I'm always talking about great content.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that you're just going to join Pinterest and start throwing up a bunch of pins and people are going to click and they're going to buy it, they're not.
Right.
First of all, Pinterest is on to everybody. Believe me, Pinterest knows, you know, people want to get their traffic and, you know, send them away somewhere else to get money.
Mm-hmm.
So they've blocked affiliate marketing links.
Huh. Okay?
That's why, I mean, they saw it and people, all marketers all over the world were just trying to make a quick buck, and they did, and Pinterest shut them down for good reason. Again, Pinterest wants the content.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to interrupt the process, like I've taught before, about creating a very great informational blog post,
mm-hmm.
about that very subject, about the picture that you've pinned.
Right.
You should write something helpful for people. Then within that blog post, you can put your affiliate links. And that's why people like me can sell stuff, because I give a lot away for free. I explain exactly what it is. I say how much it costs. I try to find the best deal for people. I say, here's how I built it. All that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever it is, whatever industry you're in, even, you know, real estate pros. Oh my gosh, if I were a real estate pro, and I've got a whole family full of them, I would be blogging about helpful information on real estate, how to sell your home, how to stage your home, anything that it takes.
To update the content as often as you can.
As you can. But within that, I would have tons of affiliate links to books, to product, to furniture, anything that you could possibly imagine that could be for sale, you can insert on your blog. And then you farm it out, you pin it to, mm-hmm. Pinterest. As just one, the many examples I give of, you know, posting information to the social network. So when somebody clicks, they come right back to you. That's the important thing to remember here.
Okay.
So, and I've gone over this before, but, you know, it's worth repeating.
The affiliate links?
The affiliate links, but how to actually, the social networking, what I call social commerce.
Gotcha.
Right? Example of a quality process. Create a great informational, helpful blog post. Remember, helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Post teasers out on the social network sites, this being Pinterest today we're talking about, that links back to your blog post.
Mm-hmm.
Tactfully seed and insert products and services, including affiliate links, within that blog post.
Because those are how you're going to get paid.
That's how you're going to get paid. And you need to track nothing. All those affiliate accounts will do it for you.
Nice.
You don't need to do anything.
Wow.
You don't need to stock anything. All you need to do is get somebody to click. Hmm. And the cool thing, like Amazon, for example, I think I've mentioned this before. If you get somebody to click into Amazon and they buy that $4 product and then they go over and buy a $1,500 TV, you get paid on that as well. It's the entire session that Amazon, for example,
really?
Tracks. Absolutely. And they're
wow.
happy to do so. You're giving them free sales. And it's not even just Amazon, but all of the affiliate sellers on Amazon are happy to pay you a commission because you were just handing them sales. It's free for them.
Wow.
Right?
That's amazing. So passive.
Exactly. And that's the passive part comes from once you build this, once you take the time,
mm-hmm.
to do something great, to post a great blog post out there, it continues to work for you in perpetuity.
You just provide the traffic with content.
Exactly. You get the traffic from the content, but you... Google, everybody will keep it. You don't know. You don't even need to worry about, you know, where does the internet, what happens to all that stuff? Just get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
It will remain on Pinterest forever. It will remain on Google forever. So it's like having a rental home.
Huh.
The rent will keep coming in over
and
over.
Absolutely free.
Absolutely free to you. And
wow.
you just get money every month.
Oh.
The cool part is you can turn this into a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Posting stuff about which you are passionate. So you're like I said, if you're a contractor, or, you know, if you're a musician, you can post, you know, lessons online and sell, you know, bass guitars, drums, anything that is for sale out on the web.
You're going to get paid via the affiliate.
For the affiliate.
The click-throughs.
And as an example, you know, Amazon is one of the biggest, but Nordstrom, Home Depot, Target, JCPenney, Zazzle, all these giant companies,
mm-hmm.
all have affiliate accounts.
Brilliant.
They want you to sign up. It's free, right? So you don't have to... You don't have to make overthink this. Just
mm-hmm.
make sure you sign up, make sure you have a site, and make sure you're passionate about whatever it is that you are posting.
It's so that you know you'll update it, you know,
you'll
not because you have to, but because you enjoy it.
And I think most importantly, it's because the person who will actually do the clicking also has that interest.
Mm-hmm.
And they might know a little something, maybe even more than you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give them something, a little extra in there,
mm-hmm.
about whatever it is, if it's a pair of shoes, explain it, accessorize it, right? I don't want this to sound sexist, but I know a lot of ladies go onto Pinterest and look at clothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's thrown in my face all the time. You know, high heels and dresses and spring fashions and all this. You can get paid on every one of those. But you should write about it and you should talk about it, right, on your web pages. You should really put some of your expertise or passion into it. That's when sales come. Not just posting a bunch of pictures and, you know, hoping for the best. It just
right.
doesn't work.
You got to add something personal because personal. People are more voyeuristic these days.
It's social. That's what social is all about.
Right.
That's what I try to teach. I don't care what business you're in. Be social. Be personal.
Mm-hmm.
That's when people relax and you start talking about things in common.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm talking, and for those, maybe even guys, I've done some motorcycle sites, motorcycle enthusiasts sell high end parts.
Mm-hmm.
And they were questioning, oh, yeah, Pinterest, Dave, that's a bunch of old ladies talking about crocheting. And then I show them some of the motorcycle enthusiasts out there,
huh.
showing pictures of their favorite racers, showing the most amazing motorcycles.
Huh.
And in about 3 seconds, they get it. And they're like, oh, my Lord, I really got to spend some time here developing my Pinterest, you know, plan.
Huh.
But it's so easy. It's so stinking easy that Pinterest offers little pin it widgets for your browser. So all you have to do is find the picture, right click on it and pin it, and
oh,
you're done.
Wow.
Just make sure it starts at your site. That's the way to get paid. Make sure that site is set up with affiliate links throughout. Pin it from your site. If you're just going to upload pictures to Pinterest, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do it. And here's the other secrets. I thought I'd talk briefly about, let's see, Pinterest. Sorry, my notes in front of me here. Let me talk just quickly about just how to get set up on Pinterest. It's so easy.
Yes.
First, you go to Pinterest.com,
mm-hmm.
sign up. It's free, right? Create your first board. A board is nothing more. Think of it like creating a folder on your computer. It's just a place to put stuff.
Okay.
So if you like animals, create a board called Animals, and then start pinning pictures to your Animals board.
Could it be a website?
Could it be a website?
A blog.
Well, you first you want to actually create your blog post and then pin that picture
uh-huh.
to that board.
Okay.
So that the whole reason is so when somebody clicks on the Pinterest, they have no idea who you are
or
where
okay.
your website is. But if that picture is an asset on your website,
mm-hmm.
they're going to click once and then it zooms in. It gives you a detailed view of that picture.
Mm-hmm.
They click again. They go away from Pinterest and come right back to where that picture is held, where it's hosted,
mm-hmm.
which is your website.
Okay.
Okay. So right there, that's where you have them. So for me, you know, like one of my biggest things on Pinterest right now, one of the most popular is my chicken coop.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of chicken enthusiasts. Oh my, the chicken coop ideas, all these things out there, massive numbers of people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, so I really took my time with my boards. I organized them into, you know, automatic door, automatic feeder, watering systems, you know, electrical system, lighting, all those things I've subdivided into different boards.
Huh.
And then posted my content, my pins from each of those pages, my posts on my website. So I just want to seed it out. Think of it like throwing a net out over the ocean.
That stays out there forever and keeps
exactly.
you keep adding to it. And my goodness, you could make yourself rich one day, I guess.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's my retirement plan. And Pinterest is very much a part of my retirement plan. And here's why one of the other things that's so important that you have to remember about Pinterest. What if someday Pinterest perhaps goes away? Okay.
Oh.
All that content still remains on your site.
Oh.
Right? So you have to build your site. Don't just throw the content out to these social accounts and leave them there.
Okay.
So if I can, I know we've probably running out of time here, so if I can just leave you with a few thoughts.
Please do.
Okay. Post images or pin your images on subjects and products about which you are passionate. 2, connect with others on Pinterest. Don't just have it a one-way street or no one's going to connect with you.
Mm-hmm.
Share, comment, like, all that stuff on Pinterest.
Participation.
Exactly. And be diligent. Be diligent about what you do. It will absolutely work. Find me out on daveworks.net and I'll talk to you soon about Google Docs.
Focused on the foothills. We are the voice of the foothills. AM 950 KAHI Auburn.